Welcome to Guava Rose Audio. The Girl in the Trailer Park. Before we begin, take a gentle breath in and a slow breath out. This story will unfold quietly at its own pace. The table hummed with music, with old stories. A small group had gathered to connect, to feel the pulse of the city again after years of quieter living. They had left for slower days in a small town, but the city's rhythm still felt like home. Across the table, a father shared a memory, a lesson, really. Years ago, his daughter had begun noticing the finer things, bigger houses, flashier cars. The kind of comparison that slips in quietly before anyone realizes it's there. He wanted to offer her a different perspective. So one day, he took her to a trailer park. "This is our new neighborhood," he said. As they drove through, a pregnant teenager passed by, a cigarette in her hand. He gently motioned to and told his daughter, "This might be your new best friend." It was meant to stop her, to wake her up. A shock of humility. A way to break the spell of keeping up. But at the same table sat a mutual friend. Someone who had just got back into town. They had been away, standing beside their daughter, a young mother of three, as she walked through the front door of her very first home. After 3 long years of raising her children in a camper, not because of bad choices, but because life had asked more of her than it asks of most. That friend heard the story differently, felt it differently. Because for every child chasing status, there are others simply chasing stability. For every trailer park used as a warning, there are stories of resilience no one pauses to tell. The friend said nothing in that moment, not from judgment, not from anger, but from knowing this. Some stories need space. Space to breathe before they can change. Maybe the lesson that day wasn't only for a daughter learning humility. Maybe it was for all of us to look beyond assumptions, to notice the layers beneath every struggle, to remember dignity doesn't live in square footage. The girl in the trailer park was never the warning. She was the mirror. May we learn to see without turning away. May we soften the stories we were handed. Because dignity doesn't live in places or possessions. It lives in people. This is not just their story. It's ours to meet with kindness. Written and read by Anna Michelle Bagna. Thank you for listening.